Starting at the top of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, the Mishnah begins, Nitma HaKometz Bekrivu. So now he has a komets that became Tamei, and then they ended up on the Mizbeach. Hatzitz Miratzeh. The tzitz takes care of Tuma, we know that. So therefore the tzitz is Miratzeh on the komets. And, as Rashi points out here, HaMinchag Sheira, V'Ashirayim Nechalim. Because here it's not that tzitz is Miratzeh on the Ochlim, it's Miratzeh on that which was Ola the Mizbeach. And the Shirayim were Tehorim, the Shirayim were fine. It was just the komets that was Tamei. So this komets that's Tamei, the tzitz is Miratzeh, it's as if the komets went on the Mizbeach in a regular manner, and if that's the case, yatza, and he can eat the shirayim, or the kohanim can eat the shirayim. Yatza, on the other hand, if the problem here was not tumah, but rather that it left the confines of the azara, then vihikirivo, and then he put on the mizbeach, ein atzitz meratzeh, sheatzitz meratzeh latamei, ve'einu meratzeh aliyotze. This is a principle that we know from Mizvachim, and we're going to discuss a lot of gemaras that we've seen before, but basically the tzitz works to overcome the problem of tumah, or to rectify the problem of tumah. It does not help with the gabe yotze. When you leave the area, it doesn't help you. Once it's yotze, you can't use it anymore, and the mincha will remain as a mincha psula. Tan Rabbanan, nasa aron et avon akodoshim, v'chi ezo avon hu nose. Regarding the tzitz, it says that Aron will carry the avon akodoshim. So what avon is he taking care of? Im tomar, we have here the girso of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi's girsa is the opposite. Rashi, everywhere else in Shas, changes the girsa. In Menachot, the girsa remained with that which the Rabbeinu Tam says. Im tomar avon pigul, harei kvar ne'emar lo yechashev. Im tomar avon notar, harei kvar ne'emar lo yeretzeh. So if you want to say that it's going to rectify the problem of pigul, over here, pigul refers to machshevet chutzlim komo, and over here, notar refers to machshevet chutzli zmano. So now, if I say, as opposed to the chachamim's version of pigul, the word pigul in the Torah refers to chutzlim komo. When we talk about it in Chazal, the word pigul means chutzli zmano. So here, they're using the Torah designations. The thing is that Rashi claims that the psukim, the way we learn it, is that in Tzav, the psukim in Tzav are talking about chutz lizmano, and the psukim in Kedoshim are talking about chutz lemekomo. If that's the case, then the term lo yeratzeh should refer to the pigo, and lo yechashev should refer to the notar. But the Rabbeinu Tam says no, and we've seen this in Zvachim as well, that the psukim are mixed, they're matched, and that we learn all that together. That's what we have here. Rabbeinu Tam, garis ipcho bepigo lo yechashev, ubenotar lo yiratzeh, which is what we have. Mishum, the maskinan reperk bet is vachim, because we had the conclusion is vachim. Vitarvayu, mikra, arika, nafke. It's all one big long pasuk, and they're both included. Dichtibe, lo yiratzeh, velo yechashev. Ah, but then why did he write, niskar pigul, kodum le notar? Then why does he mention pigul before notar? Why not like Rashi's gear, so that puts the notar before the pigul? Afot gaba de mikra, ktib reisha, chutz lizmano. Even in the psukim, if you believe they're all in the one pasuk, chutz lizmano is mentioned before the chutz lim komo. So put that also here in the statement of the Braita, or have it be that the chutz lizmano comes before the chutz lim komo. It says, Mishum de lashon mikro pigul kotav v'mikro behedja. Pigul is used in the pasuk. Since pigul is used in the pasuk, we make it mention that first, even though it's not the first of the items mentioned in the pasuk. Pasuk mentions first notar, machshevet chutz lizmano, then mentions the issue of chutz lim komo. The reason it mentions pigul first in the Braita is because pigul is mentioned in the Torah explicitly, the word. Over here, notar is not mentioned in the Torah. I mean, notar is real notar, but not chutz lim komo. It's not explicitly mentioned, and therefore we have the order. Whereas Rashi, in the first parak in Pesachim, we have it also in Zvachim, Rashi changes the girsa to read, im avon notar, hare kvar ne'amar lo yechashev, because chutz lizmano comes first, and that's why it's classified as lo yechashev, v'im avon pigol. If it's pigol, which is chutz lim komo, there it says, lo yiratzeh. Rashi changes the gears, so the Rabbeinu Tam maintains the gears that we actually have over here. Ha, enu nosei el avon tumah. The only thing left is avon tumah. So that must be what the avon kodoshim, what the tzitz takes care of. Now the next statement of the Gemara seems unnecessary. It says, why? Shehutra mikhlala b'tzibur. Tumah is mutar with the gabe tzibur, which is tumah hutra b'tzibur. And therefore we find instances where tumah is mutar the gabe, mutar the gabe kodoshim. Since we find places that it's hutra, therefore it must be that's what the tzitz is dealing with. So the Rabbeinu Tam asks over here, why do you need that? That the Gemara just went through the options. It was pigol, notar, and there was nothing left, so they picked tuma. Why do you need the additional reason of tuma shehutra mechlala b'tzibur? So he says it because it says by the tzitz leratzon lahem. So it has to be something that has ritzui somewhere else. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam claims, that the Gemara is searching for an item, not only something that is an avon for it to be mechaper in Kodoshim, but also an avon that has heter somewhere else, because the pasuk says liratzon lahem, mashma davar shu liratzon b'makam acher. Now the Gemara goes and says, okay, I found tuma because I can't use pigul, I can't use notar, I have to use it be tuma, but you need all the other aspect of tuma, which is liratzon lahem. That also be the ratzon. Where's that? Because it's hutra mechala, it's a letzibur. So then Tosos runs into a problem. He goes, what was the hava meaning of the Gemara by pigol and notar? Where are they hutra mechala? Because if you think that that's one of the requirements in order to be in this chapra, the etzitz, how are you going to explain pigol and how are you going to explain notar? Where were they hutra mechala? So he says, with a gabe, pigol, chutzlim kamo, that's okay. We can deal that with by a bama. By bama, there's no din of chutzlim kamo, like by the novin givon. There's no chutzlim kamo, therefore you don't have a problem. There we have a hutar mechlala. The gabei notar chutzlis mano, that is difficult to find a place where it's hutar mechlalo. One of the solutions is to say what we saw in Zvachim, if he's standing on the top of the mizbeach. There's one who believes that there's no lina berosh mizbeach, therefore you can't have a machshevet chutzlis mano, because you can't have lina. The only way you can have chutzlis mano is if you have lina. Since on Rosh Mizbeach there is no lina, then you can't have machshevet chutzlis mano on top of the mizbeach. So maybe over there it's hutar mechlalo. Also, the other possibility is with items that have no matirim. For instance, Minchat Kohen, Mashiach, Kometz, all the things that are Mukrav, Kulam, Al Mizbeach, they don't have a matir, you can't have a Machshev Pigul on them. So maybe there it's Hutar Mechlala. So those are different aspects, but because the Gemara puts this additional reason in, Rabbeinu Tam says that must be one of the core reasons we're looking for the Ritzuei by the Tzitz. That's the case. I have to go back now and explain how Pigul and Notar also have that aspect to them. So Matkif La Reb Zera, Ema Avon Yotzei. Why don't we talk about the Avon of leaving the area? Because we have that aspect of it by Abama, where it is mutar by Nov and Givon. So Amalei Abaye, Amakra, the Ratzon Lahem Lifnei Hashem, Avon to Lifnei Hashem, and Avon that has to deal with being before Hashem, being still in the Azara, in Avon de Yotze, which is not Lifnei Hashem, that is not Mitchaper Al Yedei Hatzitz. So Matgiv La Rabbi Eloi, Avon Smol. Why don't we say that he did the Avoda with his left hand? Shehutar mechlalo b'yom ha-kippurim. Because in Yom Kippur, you use small as part of the Avodat HaKtoret. Kohen Gadol, when it goes lifnei lifnim, he has the Kav HaKtoret in his right hand, and he has the Machta in his left hand. But he uses his left hand when he's going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Tosfos does mention that we also, the Gemara, anytime it brings this example, says, by holachat evarim. When you take evarim up to the Mizbeach, you take the Rosh in one hand, and you take the Rego Yamin in the left hand. So they're also used the left hand. But there it also says that's not a real avoda. We're looking for something that's ma'akev b'chapara. So here we have something in Yom Kippur that's ma'akev kapara. You use the small. So why don't we say that's hutra mechlala and let that be the ratzon over here. So I'm avon shayabo dichtiv. I'm sorry, the pasuk says avon. Avon sounds like there is something wrong, just that the tzitz is meratzeh on it. That when we say that you need a heter mechlalo, the implications are that there's something wrong, we're just overriding that which is there. So by tuma, or even tuma hutra b'tzibur, tuma is still a problem. There's just a heter b'tzibur, or there's a tchia b'tzibur that says that we override tuma in that case. Doesn't mean that tuma is not problematic. Tuma is problematic, we just have a dispensation. Over here by Yom Kippur, small is not problematic. Small is the ikar way to do the avoda. That's the proper way to do the avoda. So you can't call it an avon in that instance. And since it's not classified as an avon, therefore, it can't be what the tzitzis mechapron. Rav Ashi gives a different reason. He says, Amar avon ha-kodoshim, velo avon ha-maktishim. This is something we've seen before. Now here we're talking about the avon of the kodesh itself, of the korban itself, not the avon of the maktishim of the people working. The kohen doing it small is a problem in the kohen, not a problem in the korban. So therefore, the tzitzis meratze on the kodoshim, when there's something wrong with the korban itself, not when there's something wrong with the avon being performed by the Magdish.
The small can pass the carbon.
Right, but if we're looking for an avon that's directly related to the Kodesh itself, an avon that relates to the Kodesh, not to the Magdish. Yeah, in the end, you end up with something that's problematic. In all these cases, all of these avirot are problematic, just the tzitz isn't going to meratzeh. It's only meratzeh in this. It's giving you the parameters of where it works. It works in only in instances where it's something that's hutter michlalol. Works in an instance when, either according to Abaye, where the avon, there's something wrong that's being overridden, or according to Ravashi, it's an avon of Kodeshim and not the avon of Magdishim. And that's why we always say that when it comes to Tumat Adam, Tumat Guf, the tzitz is in meratzeh. It's meratzeh on the Tumat Basar, it's not meratzeh on the Tumat Adam. That doesn't help you. If the coin's Tamei, the tzitz doesn't help. Those of us over here, just so you're aware, it goes through a whole bunch of other questions. Why didn't we mention this? Why don't we mention this? There are other Averot that you could speak about over here. For instance, why don't we ask about Avon Trefa, which is Hutter Mechalo by Emlikato? Why don't you ask about the Avon Onein, which is Hutter Mechalo Itzel Kohen Gadol? Why don't you ask about the Avon Mechusar Zman, that is before 8 days, because by a bird there is no waiting of 8 days. All of these Avonot, which do have a Hutter Mechalo in other places, how come they're not included? In each of these cases, Tosos has to come up with a rare answer. Some Tosos says this is Drasha. He says it has the Avon HaKodoshim Velo Avon HaChulin, to be an Avon that deals with Kodshim and not something that's apparent and clean as well. That's for Rabashi, and sometimes for Abaye as a solution has to be a bone problematic. Over here, these cases, like by the Trefa, that's not a problem. By Maliko, that's the Hefsher. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So that's not Hutter Mechalo according to Abaye. Right, so he goes through different answers, but he just points out there are other problems in Kodashim that you could come up that would have Hutter Mechalo, and each one of them he goes through and shows why they are not problematic over here. The one instance or one issue that he has, according to Rabashi, is according to one who says that Tuma is not Hutra B'tzibor, rather Tuma is Duchuya B'tzibor. According to when it says Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, you don't need the tzitz at all, because Tuma is Hutra B'tzibor and it's totally clean, everybody does what they need to do and everything works. According to when it says Tuma Duchuya B'tzibor, he says that the tzitz joins together with the Tuma Duchuya B'tzibor and that's Matir, the whole thing. But why is that? Because we just said, according to Ravashi, it's Avon HaKodoshim and not Avon HaMakdishim. And by Tuma Duchuya B'tzibor, it's even the Tumat Adam. So how is the tzitz Miratzeh in that instant, if that's the case? And he leaves it as a tema. According to that reasoning, that you can't really match up Ravashi with the Mandomar, who says that Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibor because of that. Right now, Mar says, Amar Leh Rav Sima, Brei de Rav Yedi Ravashi, Amar Leh Lo Rav Sima, Brei de Ravashi, his own son, the Ravashi, Ve'ema Avon Balmum, Shehutar Mechalo Be'ofot. Why don't we talk about an Avon Balmum, which is Hutar Mechalo when it comes to Ofot, by birds, there's no issue of Mum. Amar Mar, Tamot V'zichrut Be'ema, Ve'en Tamot V'zichrut Be'ofot. Let's say that Mumim can be overridden by the tzitz. Samalei alecha amar kra, and you, the pasuk says lo yiratze. Because over there it says by the mum ki lo deratzon yalachem. That if you bring it with the mum, it's lo deratzon. So if it's lo deratzon, means that the tzitz can't come and make it deratzon. Just like we had by the pigul and otar lo yiratze lo yachashev. That's a definitive statement by the Torah that you can't make it work. So over here by the mumim ki lo deratzon yalachem. Over here the tzitz can't be meratze. It might be an item where there's a problem, but the Torah doesn't specifically designate it as something that's not leratzon or lo leratze lo yechashev. Tanrabanan, dam shinitma, this comes to your question, Tzvi, you asked in the Mishnah, is that true by mezid, is that true by shogeg? Here's your question being answered. Dam shinitma, the dam became tamei, bizarko, and he did the zrikat adam. If it's bishogeg, hurtza. If it worked, if he did that bishogeg, he did the zrikat adam, he didn't realize it was tamei, he forgot it was tamei, he did the zrikat adam, then hurtza, the tzitz works on it. Bid mezid, if he does it intentionally, ain't a tzitz meratze, lo hurtza. Tzitz doesn't help in a case where he does it bid mezid, he's not covered by the tzitz in that instance. But that's only true bit yachid. We're talking about individuals. Aval b'tzibur, ben b'shokeg, ben mezid, hurtza. By the tzibur, everything is covered. Over here, everything's covered because the tzibur is basically tuma hutra b'tzibur. Question of why you need the tzitz here at all, Tosos also asks that. He leaves it as a tema. In that, if you look in the last line in Tosos, he says, I don't understand, because tami lo mishum tzitz, elo mishum de tuma hutra b'tzibur. Avagav de lo hurtza mashma tzitz. Even though here it sounds like hurtza means that the tzitz is working over here, the truth is that's not what's doing it. The reason that by tzibur everything works is because of the tuma hutra b'tzibur. Could be according to the mandamar that says the duchuya b'tzibur that you do need the tzitz to help you out. Maybe that's the answer over here. But be that as may, by the tzibur the din is shogeg mezid onis ratzon, everything's fine. But when it comes to the yachid, only the shogeg does it work, but mezid it does not work. Ube'ovid kuchavim, we saw this in Zvachim. When it comes to an obid kuchavim who's entitled to bring nidar v'nidev, he's allowed to bring olot too, because it's it says Ish Ish mi Beit Yisrael, that Ish Ish is a rabot, Ubeit Kochavim, that is maybe Karbanot Lemikdash. There, Ubeit Kochavim, Ben Shukeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Bonis, Ben Baratzon. No matter what the situation is, Lo Hurtza. It doesn't help him at all, because by the Tzitz, it says, Tibayam is Kotomi, the Ratzon Lahem. The Ratzon Lahem, Lahem is the Bnei Yisrael below Ubeit Kochavim. So they're Nitma 8 from the efficacy of the Tzitz, or the ability of the Tzitz, the Miratze, is only applicable to Bnei Yisrael. So even though they're entitled to bring Karbanot, they're not included under the power of the Tzitz. Viramini, now we have a Braita that causes us a problem. Viramini, we have a problem from the Braita. Amale Tzitz Miratze. Where does the Tzitz take care of? Al Adam, Al Basar, Vala Chelev. All these items, I mean, those are the three components of the Karban, the Dam, the Basar, and the Chelev. Shin Nitma, Ben Bishogeg. Ben b'mezid, ben b'ones, ben b'ratzon, ben b'yachid, ben b'tzibur. So you see the problem? Problem right away is that here, even by yachid, the Braita makes no differentiation between shogeg and mezid. How come? How do we reconcile that with the previous Braita that we brought? The previous Braita that we brought said there is a differentiation between the yachid and the tzibur. The yachid only works with shogeg, does not work with mezid. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Lokasha, I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbonon. The Braita are authored by different Tanaim. Rabbonon says there's a problem with mezid, and Rabbi Yossi, we think there is no problem. How do we know that? At the Tanya, we have a Braita. Ein tormim min hatamei al hator. You have a requirement by Truma not to be toreim min hatamei al hator. You have tamei Truma. You're going to be mapish the Truma from that which is tamei'a, and you're going to use that to take care of something that's tor. That is unacceptable when it comes to Truma. Vim taram bishogeg trumato Truma. If he did it bishogeg, we say the Truma goes through and helps him. Bimezid, on the other hand, if he does it intentionally, he takes off from something that's tamei'a. He takes off and makes that shuma on something that's tahor. B'mezid ein shumatav shuma. It does not work. Now, what does it mean? It doesn't work. It happens to be machloket amoraim. Does it not work in the sense that it is shuma, just doesn't fix his shiraim? Or if it doesn't work, means it doesn't work the gamra. It's not even shuma what he took off. Because technically, or it seems that it is somewhat efficacious, we don't want you doing this. And that's because by shuma, it says, v'lo tisa lav chet. That if you do this, if you do the wrong, if you do it with tuma and tahara, it says, v'lo tisa lav chet. But you can only have Nisiat Chait if actually something is accomplished. If your action is efficacious in making it into Truma, then you can have Nisiat Avon or Nisiat Chait, because you did something wrong. And then Lo Tisa Lav Chait. We don't want to make you culpable because you did something wrong. But that means that if you did it, it would work. And therefore, the Chachamim learned from that, if you did take off Truma in this instance, it would work. And now it worked both Bishogeg and Bemezid. But the Chachamim were Kones you Bemezid not to do it. Because you're Mafsid. First of all, you're going against the Torah. Torah that says don't do Tuma and Tara. Number two is you're Mafsid the Kohen. Because you have to Mafish Truma from the Tzmeyah. What can he do? Truma Tzmeyah can only burn. He can't eat it. Can't consume it. As opposed to Truma Tara, which you can use to eat. So here you have both Mafsid the Kohen going against the Torah. The Rabbanim were Kones you Bemakom Mezid. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Bishogeg Ben Mezid, Trumato Truma. Rabbi Yossi says it works no matter what. It works no matter what. Now we have our author for our Mishnah here. The one who says, by the Tzitzin Meratze Ben Bishogeg Ben Mezid, who's not, doesn't have this Gzeirat Chachamim, the Gabe Mezid. That's Rabbi Yossi. So therefore he's the author of the second bright that we brought. The Rabbanim who believe Ben Mezid, they're Kones, they're also Kones by the Tzitz, and therefore they're the authors of the first bright. Meratze says, Imar Dishmaitle, the Rabbi Yossi, the low Kones. Rabbi Yossi says that he's not Kones. Timaratze Tzitz Allah Chilot, Mishmaitle. Sir, Rabbi Yossi says, look, here it's a Dinder Abonon. Dinder Abonon, they're not Kones. Who says that has anything to do with the Meratze and the Tzitz? The Tzitz is Meratze. Over here we're saying that the Tzitz is Meratze Allah Chilot, Mishmaitle. Where do we ever hear that it was Meratze Allah Chilot? Now Rashi claims the question here is about Achilot itself. That over here, if we make Rabbi Yossi the author of the second Braita includes in it that the Tzitz is Meratze Allah Dam, Allah Basar, Allah Chelev. That means that the Tzitz is Meratze on Tumat Basar. Now Rashi says that everybody, including Amma, agrees that the Tzitz is Meratze Allah Olim. Tzitz is Meratze on things that go on the Mizbeach. There's a machloket whether the Tzitz is Meratze on Ochlim, on Basar. Does that work for the Basar or not work for the Basar? So therefore the Gemara says, well, how do you know that Rabbi Yossi, who is now supposedly the author of the second Braita, agrees about the Tzitz being Meratze on Alechilot? That's an additional step that not all Tanaim agree to. So how do you know that Rabbi Yossi holds of that? That's the way Rashi reads it. Tosfot says that, always, Rashi, lo dak b'churfe. He says, there is also a machlok, it's the Gabi Olim. Even on Limla Mizbech, there's a machlok, it's whether the Tzitz is Meratze or not. So he says, it's not unique to Ochlim. The question, I assume that Tosfos is saying, is how do you know that the tzitzis meratzei deoraita? Meaning that, okay, Rabbi Yossi says that there's no knas. There's no knas midirabbanan on someone who takes off truma. That's because the Torah says that that type of truma works. He says, I just wasn't konis midirabbanan. Over here, when we're talking about the tzitz being meratzeh, we're talking about deoraita, that the tzitz works. How do you know that Rabbi Yossi believes that the tzitz works deoraita? Those two are not the same. In one case, he's just saying that I don't have this dindirabbanan. The other case, he's saying that deoraita is meratzeh. Who says that that works? Mibbezit. We have an explicit writer that says, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Tzitz Meratza Alei Chilot, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzitz Meratza Alei Chilot. Right here, yeah, the Tzitz is Meratza Alei Chilot, according to Rabbi Elezer. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Meratza. So Rabbi Yossi cannot be the author of that second writer. The second writer says that it's Meratza Alei Basar. And Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work for Achilot. But says, Ipuch, no problem, we can switch around Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yossi, flip their positions, and say, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Inet Tzitz Meratza Alei Chilot, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzitz Meratza Alei Chilot. Now we solve the problem. Rabbi Yossi says that Tzitz is Meratza Alei Chilot, he can be the author of that Braita. And now we have a no steer in the Braita there, because we flipped over another Braita to solve our problem. Matkif lo, Rav Sheshet, Umi Matzit Ipcholo. Now you're doing this, you know, free for all here, you flip over the Braita, can you really do that? Vatanya. Rashi claims here that the girsa is not correct, that there's a cleaner girsa in Torah Kohanim. It says in Torah Kohanim, "Matzati lashon yacher nikiya yehol yechay chayavim mishum tumat aguf lifnei zrika bebasar tahor kamari." Talk about basar that is tahor, and you have someone who has tumat aguf that comes to eat it prior to zrikat adam. Prior to zrikat adam, the basar never saw shat heter. Since it never was shat heter, there may not be any problem in terms of, or may not be an isur of eating it with tumat aguf. Because tumat aguf only applies to something that can otherwise be eaten by teorim. Something that can be eaten by teorim, that is asur for someone with tumat aguf to eat it. Over here, with nei zrikat, the isur here is not because of tumat aguf. The isur is because it wasn't zrikat damim. That's one possibility to read it. That's the gears that Rashi has in Torah Kohanim. The way that we have it in our Gemara is, Yechol basar shenitma lifnei zrikat adamim. Yei chavim aleya mishum tuma. You think you'd be chayav on it for eating it betumat aguf. Tamalomar, chol tahor yechol basar. V'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach shlamim. Asher Hashem betumat ha'olah v'nechrata. Pasuk says, chol tahor yechol basar. That's the first statement, meaning that any tahor should eat the basar. Then, it is opposed to that. Anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach shlamim. Asher Hashem betumat ha'olah. Someone has tumat aguf and consumes that same basar, v'nechrata. Then you get correct. So in order for you to be chayav for tumat aguf, it has to be a case where the tahor could have eaten that. Now, hanitar the torim, chayvin alav mishum tumah. Something that was nitar the torim, then you're chayav mishum tumah. Sheinu nitar the torim. Something that never becomes nitar the torim, in chayvin alav mishum tumah. So based on that, we have a case here. Either according to Rashi's girsa, which is that if you have tumat aguf, and prior to zrikat adam, you're trying to consume the basar kodesh, a tahor couldn't eat it at that point either. So you're not going to be chayav for tumat aguf. The way we have the girsa is, here you have basar tamei, then they had zrikat adam on it. Zrikat adam doesn't do anything. The tahorim still can't eat it. Even after zrikat adam, it's tamei from the beginning. It was tamei before ever zrikat adam happened. If you do the zrikat adam, it's still not nitar l'tahorim. So if you eat that for tumat aguf, you're not going to be chayav. So that's one. Oh, the other way to express it, Eino ela ne'achal l'tahorim chayavin alav mishum tuma. She'eino ne'achal l'tahorim, ein chayavin alav mishum tuma. Only that which can be eaten by tahorim, are you chayavin alav mishum tuma? She'eino ne'achal l'tahorim, ein chayavin alav mishum tuma. Utsi, so what's the nafkamina between these two? Tziani et alan ve'eta yotzei, she'eino ne'achalim l'tahorim. I'll leave out the line in the yotzei that we're not ne'achal l'tahorim. What's the difference between them? The difference between these two, the shonot, would be nitar versus achila. Nitar says that once I had a heter whatsoever, that's enough to make it that you're chayav al tumat aguf. That means that if something else happened afterwards that makes it invalid, we don't worry about that. Because there was a period in time where it was nitar. There was a shata kosher. There was a time when Torim could have consumed it. So even though now it's a problem, something went wrong with the korban afterwards. But there was a point in time where they could have eaten it. Or do we say it has to do with achilat tehorim? That only something, a korban that now is available to a tahor to eat, is the person who is tamei b'tumat aguf asurba. The nafkamina we just mentioned is lan and yotzei. Lan and yotzei are external problems to the korban. If they did zrikat adam and the korban was fine, then afterwards you have lino, or afterwards you have yotzei. Those are psulim in the korban that cause a problem to the korban, but it had a shat heter. If it had a shat heter, that means that you're now chayav be tumata guf Whereas if you think the issue is echnechal the torim, it must be able to be consumed by torim. Torim can't eat this because it's lan and yotzei, so they can't eat it. Since they can't eat it, then you and tumat haguf are not going to be chayav. So those are the two possibilities to read it. The Gemara says no. Tamalomar on that we have pasuk asher l'Hashem riba. That includes all of these things. I mean, asher l'Hashem includes even the lan and the yotzei that they're included. Yochol shenamra ve'et ha-pigulim ve'et ha-notarot. You would have thought I include pigul and notar. Mer says, isn't notarot hanulan? Isn't the problem of lina that you're notar, that is left past this man? I mean, how can you say before that I'm rabbe et lan ve'yotzei, and now I'm coming to exclude, or I'm going to try to include pigul and notarot? Those are the same as lan. Ella afa pigulim kenotarot. I would have thought to include the pigulim, and they'll just be like notar that they also have a problem here. Tamal omar mizevach hashlamim. Zevach hashlamim is miet, because mi zevach, not all zevachim, but some zevachim miet. So now Gemara says mari to the rabot teilu utziat teilu. How come you're including some and you're excluding others? What is it here that you're doing? That why did these include and were these excluded? So Gemara says I'll explain to you. Achar shiriba katuf umiet. The pasuk has a riboy and a miut. Amart. I'm going to include these lan and yotzei that had a shata kosher. I'm going to exclude pigul, which never had a shata kosher. It was basul from the moment it touched. So now you have an issue here. We're talking about tumat haguf, and we're talking about something by pigul that never has shata kosher. V'im tomar basar shenitma lifnei zrikat tamim. If you say that basar that became tamei before zrikat tamim, v'achalo la'achar zrikat yamim, and then he eats it after. Why are you chayav mishum tuma? Why are you chayav mishum tuma? Mishne tzitz meratzeh, because the tzitz is meratzeh on it. Nitma'in yotzei lo. That works for tuma. That doesn't work for yotzei. Man shmaitle damar. Who's the author of a position? Damar ein zrikam oelot liyotzei. Who's the one who tells us that when you do zrikat adam, that does not help to the yotzei, that doesn't take out the ni'ilah, doesn't fix anything about the yotzei? We had this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara in Zvachim about whether when something is yotzei and then returns to the Yazara and you do zrikat adamim, does that help that item or not? Well, Rabbi Eliezer is the author of that position that says it doesn't help. So now this distinction that's being drawn between Tum'ah and Yotzei, who's that distinction? That distinction is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Viktani, and it says in this situation, Demiratzit Tzitz al Achilot, that Tzitz helps out for Achilot. Now we have a bright that basically is out three different categories. There's the category of Tum'ah, there's the category of Lan and Yotzei, and there's a category of Pigul. I would have thought that in this case that you'd be Chayav for Tum'ah Taguf, only for the case of Tumad, right? The Kapsalang says, no, even by Lan V'yotzei, you're also Chayab because it had Shata Kosher. And I excluded from that Pigul. The only thing that is not covered over here is Pigul. What that indicates is that by Tum'ah, when it came to Tumat Aguf, and the basar was tamei, and then you did zrikat adam, that would be covered by the tzitz, and there would be a shata kosher for such tuma. Well, how is that possible? That only works because the tzitz over here is miratzeh on it. The tzitz is miratzeh on the basar and on the dam, and therefore you have now a shata heter even for that item which is tamei. Well, that item that is tamei has a shata kosher. That means that the tzitz is meratzeh on that. What the tzitz doesn't have to help with is yotzei. If the tziyah had happened prior to the zrikat adamim, then you bring it back in. That, the bright doesn't says, it's not covered. That doesn't have shata kosher. So if that's the case, who is the author of such a position that distinguishes by the tzitz? That the tzitz only creates a shata kosher for tum'ah, but does not create a shata kosher when it comes to yotzei. That's Rabbi Eliezer. We have that machlokes in the Gemara in Tzvachim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. That over there, Rabbi Eliezer says that yotzei is not helped by zrikat adam if you took it out and brought it back in. Because Rabbi Akiva says that the zrikat adam does help the yotzei in that case, and that would have, quote unquote, a shata kosher, and would then possibly have a problem of being nach. The fact that this brayta only addresses that one case of tuma, the tuma happened beforehand, and over there the tzitz is meratzeh, that shows or indicates to you that Rabbi Eliezer must be the author of this brayta. If he's the author of this brayta talks about achila, talking about the basar, that the tzitz is meratzeh and the basar that's tameh. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer must believe that the tzitz is meratzeh and achilot, because he's the author of this brayta. If that's the case, you can't say that switch around the previous brayta, but positions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Lezer, we know, holds that the tzitz is meratzan achilot. If it's meratzan achilot, then you can't say that he said in the previous brayta, ein tzitz meratzan achilot. So when you went to flip that brayta before and say that Rabbi Yossi is of the position that tzitz meratzan achilot, and Rabbi Lezer says ein tzitz meratzan achilot, you can't say that. Because I have this additional brayta here, this additional brayta that must be authored by Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer is the one who draws a distinction between zrika, helping for tuma, and not helping for yotzei. And since he's the one who has the author of this brayta says that the tzitz is meratzan achilot. So if the tzitz is meratzan achilot, then you can't say that the brayta was flipped before is not Rabbi Eliezer. Elam Rav Chisto, Rav Chisto says, lo kasha, he gives a different answer. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbonon. The difference between them is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbonon will be the authors of the position. Rabbi Eliezer will be the author of the position that it works by achilot and it works ben b'shogeg b'mezid. And the Rabbonon will be author of the position that it only works b'shogeg. It says, Imer, the Shemaile, the Rabbi we know that the tzitz meratzan achilot, the lokanis mishmaitle, you only have one of the two aspects that's mentioned in that braita. The braita mentions that it's meratzan achilot. It's true, we know that about Rabbi Lezer. He says it's meratzan achilot. But how do you know that Rabbi Lezer also believes that there is, it works b'meizid b'shogeg? Where do you see that in Rabbi Lezer's position? We never saw that. It says, in kihechi d'shmaitle the Rabbi Yossi, shmaitle the Rabbi Lezer. Same way we know it about Rabbi Yossi, we know it about Rabbi Lezer. The Tanya. Lezer meh ben b'shogeg, ben b'meizid, shumato shuma. Just like we said by Rabbi Yossi, how do we know that b'meizid, he thinks it works? Because of the din by Chuma. Rabbi Lezer has the same din by Chuma, that he holds that when you do it, ben b'shogeg, ben b'meizid, the Chuma is good Chuma. May ask the same question. Imer d'shmaile the Rabbi Eliezer, b'chuma de kilo. By Chuma, which is mekil, and it's a lower din than kodashim, maybe that's where he says meizid's okay. B'kodashim d'chamira mishmaile. How do you know that he says it by kodashim? Or basically the same question that we have by Rabbi Yossi. We know that he doesn't have the takanat chamim, the gzeret chamim when it comes to meizid. Who says that he thinks it's meratzeh by kodashim, even b'meizid? Where it says, imkein, ha'aman tarmi. Problem is, then otherwise, who's the author of that position in the braita? We need an author to that braita. We reject the Rabbi Yossi being the author. We need to find someone who is the author. It's got to be Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be that Rabbi Eliezer also holds shogig and meizid are meratzeh. Otherwise, we can't find an author to that braita. Ravina Amar, why do you have to do that? I'll explain to you the difference between the two braitot. The difference between the braitot has nothing to do with who authored them, but rather about what they're discussing. Tumato, when we're talking about Tumah, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid urtza. If the Tumah came on the Kodashim, and it happened to the Kodashim, whether b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, then it's urtza. Zrikato, when we're talking about zrikat adam, b'shogeg urtza, b'mezid lo urtza. If you go back to the bright on the bottom of the previous Amud, that bright began like this. Dam shinitma v'zarko. There the dam became tameh, and you're doing zrikat adam. There I'm going to distinguish between shogeg and mezid. On the other hand, the brayta that's on the top of the amud here, it says, Ama hatzitz miratzeh, al adam bala basar bala chelev, the shenit ma. That's talking about how it became tamei. So when I'm talking about how it became tamei, it's irrelevant to me how it became tamei, whether it's b'shogeg or mezid. The tzitz is miratzeh on it. When it comes to zrikat adam, where I'm doing an active avoda, where I'm going to do an active avoda, there it matters whether I do it b'shogeg or b'mezid. And that's the distinction that Ravina will draw to explain the steer and the brayta. They're not a steer, they're talking about different issues. Rav Shila comes along and says it's just the opposite. Zrikato, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid hurtza. Tumato, b'shogeg hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. That zrika works no matter what. Shogeg, mezid, it works. Doesn't matter what you do, it works. Tuma, if you cause the tuma b'shogeg, the tzitz is meratzeh. If you cause the tuma b'mezid, then the tzitz is not meratzeh. It's obvious that the brayta don't read like Rav Shila. I just showed you that in the brayta. The first brayta says zrika, and the second brayta says shitma, which is meratzeh. I'm going to ask in 1 second. Then why did Rav Shila posit such a position? Tosavot tells us they posit such a position. Why? Why? Because gabra lichepure kaboi. Vana nikim v'nikanse. Quotes the Gemara from Gittin, which says that the person is coming to do kapara. The person is doing this week at the dam. He needs the kapara. He's doing the kapara. We're going to go ahead and be kones. We're kones. We're not going to be kones someone when they're coming to get kapara. That's the view of the Gemara. Because of that, Rav Shila goes out of his way to explain the braita the opposite way, even though it's not so logical. And we'll see that right now. Ula Rav Shila, Hatani, this braita at the top of the Amud says, Shinitma ben b'shogeg b'mezid. It says explicitly that the tuma happened, ben b'shogeg b'mezid. Hachikama, reread the braita at the top of the Amud that says, Nitba b'shogeg, v'zarko ben b'shogeg b'mezid. Yes, it changed. He says, no, Tumah haven't been shogeg. And then what we're talking about here is Zarko. Ben shogeg ben mezid. Ah, what about the bright at the bottom of the previous amud? There it says, Vizarko. Tashma, dam shnitma, Vizarko, Vizhogeg, Hurza, ben mezid, Hurza. It's clear that he distinguishes in Zrika between shogeg and mezid. Where it says, Achi Gamar, you can reread that bright also. Achi Gamar, dam shnitma became Tumay, Vizarko, ben shogeg ben mezid. He did the Zrika, ben shogeg ben mezid. Then, Nitma, Vizhogeg, Hurza, ben mezid, Hurza. Became Tumay, Vizhogeg, it's Hurza, ben mezid, Hurza. So that's how Rav Shila and Ravina explain the stir and the Braita by differentiating about the topic of the Braita. They distinguish between Zrikat Adam and Tumah. They learn in opposite ways. Ravina learns that by Tumah it's irrelevant to Shogeg and Mezid, by the Zrikah it's relevant. Rav Shila learns the opposite way around, by the Zrikah it's irrelevant because the Kapara we want to happen no matter what. The only question regards about the basar, the tumah that happens, or the dam, or the basar, or the chaylev, whether the tumah happened by mezid or by shogeg. Well, that's how they distinguish between the two brightot, as opposed to the previous answers that we gave. Rav Yossi's answer, which is lokasha, Rav Yossi Rabbanon, who want to suggest that the authorship of the brightot are different. Rav Yossi is of the opinion that it doesn't matter shogeg or mezid, as the Rabbanon do think it matters. And we had the second answer, according to Rav Chista, that it was Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. The Rabbi Eliezer will not distinguish between shogeg and mezid, whereas the Chachamim will. So the first two answers relate to the authorship of the Braitot, and the latter two answers deal with the topic of the Braita. So the distinguishing between the topic of the Braita rather than the authorship of the Braita. Okay, we'll stop over here.